And we're visiting with head coach of the Luxembourg Casco Spartan football team, Neil Searing. And coach, first off, congratulations on a big win last week, a 43-0 weather-delayed game, but you guys were able to get it in and finish off an impressive shutout against the Seymour Thunder team. Congratulations, and what did you really take away from that game as far as the challenges, not only the weather presented, but then also, you know, the boys be able to keep their focus throughout the second half?
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, it was definitely something we talked about before the game. I mentioned it to the kids that it could be a possibility, so I wanted to put it in their head that just be prepared for it. I think that's a life lesson, too, about just always having a plan in case the plan doesn't go according to plan. But I think that helped. And I think what we learned from the game was first half, you know, we scored relatively easy the second play. And I think there was, again, a little bit more of that comfortableness we talked about from the Xavier game, the first week. And, again, we were still able to do things, but Seymour did a great job defensively trying to bottle everything up. And it kind of forced us to just keep plugging away. And then we had some adjustments at halftime, gave the guys a little bit more of a speech at halftime and kind of went over a few things that I thought we had to address. And when they came on the second half, there was a lot more energy, a lot more conviction about what we had to do to get better as a team, and that definitely showed. So I think, again, it's just showed us that, you know, we're a good team, but if we want to be better teams, great teams in our conference as the year goes on, we have to keep improving ourselves and not get complacent. And so that was my message this week, to play four quarters and to be more consistent in practice and in the games.
Yeah, speaking about improving, one player that we really singled out in the game that we had the primetime player of the game, and that being Owen Depre, he's really played and really managed the game offensively well. Took what the defense basically gave him, and at the same time, had a strong running game to complement his arm with Isaac Vandenbush.
Yeah, Owen is, he's a quiet leader. I mean, he leads by example, not the most vocal guy, but, you know, I saw him the last couple of games, and even at Seymour, he was giving some ideas for some play calls or some things that he saw out there that maybe we weren't seeing. And definitely he's a guy that we can listen to. He's a veteran and someone that I respect as a person and as a player. So, I think he throws a great ball, and, you know, he has to run a little bit more than maybe he wanted to, but you have to keep a balance because, you know, a lot of people are going to be looking at Isaac or if Evan Dorner gets in the game for running back. So, I think he does a great job. I think he's a calming presence out there for those kids too and for me as well when he gets to the sideline. But, yeah, I think he had a very good game, and, you know, hopefully he keeps improving. And I think, you know, as the way he goes will help out because, again, Isaac is going to be a big key for a lot of teams. So we're going to have to be able to pass the ball and be efficient there. And if we can do that, we'll have a chance to succeed.
Right. When you look at tonight's game against the Winneconne, have you had a chance to look at the Wolves on tape? They're 1-1 coming off that close win against Omroll last week.
Yeah, I was very impressed. I mean, they have some very good athletes. They have, you know, quarterback is a very good athlete, good thrower, can run the ball. They have a really good running back, number 22, very shifty, but he's strong and he's fast. And they have a pretty big fullback as well. But I think they have a very solid team. I told our team that, you know, they've had some adversity and they were able to withstand it the last game. And we haven't, so we have to make sure that, you know, never know how the games are going to go, but we have to make sure we go out there and are physical and we play with passion and heart. And like I said, I can play for four quarters, but they're definitely a team that can beat anybody if you're not prepared and ready. They got the athletes, and if you have a couple athletes and we don't come to play, you know, it could be a different ballgame. But, yeah, I respect what they can do, and, you know, if we play hard and we do what we have to do, I think we have a good chance to be successful.
Very good, Coach. As far as health-wise, I know you had a couple injuries last Friday night. How did the boys respond, and how are you sitting coming in tonight into Friday night's game against Winneconne?
Yeah, I think we're doing okay. We had a couple guys banged up. We're trying to do our best. We can't. Adam Hamlin, our trainer, does a great job. And Coach Tyler Hammond, the strength and conditioning coach. So try to make sure we're all on the same page and we're communicating and putting the kids in the right position, not rushing them back too early, but also not putting them out there to get injured longer. Logan Dell is cleared actually to play or actually to come back to practice, but just a couple days of practice, you know, you're sore and you don't want to overdo it, you know, pull a hamstring or do something else. So we're going to get some guys back, but we just have to be careful. But I think overall we're pretty healthy. But, you know, after games, you know, kids are going to get beat up and be sore. But we have a long season. We just got to make sure we can, you know, handle it throughout the year. And but, yeah, I think we're fairly good for tonight, yes.
Very good. And just the keys for tonight's game, what do you think would be the keys to the game to coming away with the victory against Winnicott?
Well, I'll just tell you what I told the team all week. I just stressed the four quarters. I think, you know, we've had a couple of good quarters. We've had a good half. I haven't seen us play a complete game. And you know, people might be thinking, well, we beat teams fairly easily by the score. But I think behind the scenes, looking at film and just talking to the players, I think we all know that we have not put a full game together yet. And I just want us to start getting on track for the conference season, because every week in the Northeastern Conference, it's a battle. So I just stress to them, play four quarters, but play hard, play physical, and play with passion for your brothers next to you. And I think if they start realizing that, you know, the sky's the limit. And I think this week of practice, I saw a difference in them. I think they felt it, and I'm kind of excited to see what we could do tonight.
Very good, Coach. Well, best of luck tonight, and we'll join up with you in the postgame show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Coach Neil Searing. You've been listening to the podcast on the radio stations at DoorCountyDailyNews.com.